We're in Judges chapter 4 today, a story of Deborah the prophetess. Here it is in verse 9. So she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. In the age of spectator religion, it's easy for Christians to forget the actual role of the local church pastor. With a professional on the job, we've shifted into a mode of existence where we want the church to serve our needs. We talk about what we got from the service, or how the church is meeting or not meeting my personal needs. And when it comes to troubleshooting spiritual problems, we want the professional to step in and handle things for us. I can't tell you how many times as a pastor I've had people ask me to go talk to someone they're having trouble with, as if ordained ministers somehow have magic incantations they can use to make people suddenly change their minds. Pastor, I have this friend who doesn't believe in God. Maybe you could go talk to him. But the fact of the matter is that God has put that person in your life, and likely for a reason. You see, sharing the Christian faith is not simply a numbers game where we try to round up as many converts as we can so that God can lead the scoreboard in the battle between good and evil. This is also a matter of changing your heart. And God has a way of bringing exactly the right kinds of people into your life to help you grow as a Christian. What seems like an impossible challenge might just be the ticket to a deeper experience with God. And sending in the pro is going to rob you of something very important. In Judges chapter 7, Barak was having trouble believing that he was capable of conquering the armies of Sisera. So he does what just about any of us would do if we could. He calls in a real life prophet of God. Listen, he says, I'm willing to go, but only if you go with me. And that's where Deborah underlines an important spiritual principle. Listen, Barak, I'm willing to go, but if I do, there will be no glory for you. The hesitant warrior was going to lose a huge opportunity. He was going to lose the opportunity to see God work through him. One way or the other, God was going to carry the day and demolish the armies of Sisera. But Barak's personal level of involvement was up to him. I sometimes wonder how many opportunities for personal growth have been lost because the modern church loves to sit on the sidelines and watch a professional pastor do the work. I also wonder how much healthier the church would be and how much faster we'd be home if we only took Deborah's advice to heart. Instead of looking at spiritual challenges as a problem for professionals, we need to understand that God has a unique way of tailoring personal experience to mold us into the image of Christ. And accepting the challenge, of course, will always be the better way to live.